After telling us her hands-off theory of teaching, she asked us to go around the room and introduce ourselves. First up was the woman on my right, whose face and neck were beiged with foundation. She was younger than Maureen, but seemed older. She reminded me of a hotel lobby with overstuffed chairs, thick rugs and no natural light or air. "Maggie," she said, "I'm in marketing." We had a cancer survivor, an accountant, a sexy squirrel who was an actress and told us her name was Cheryl with a C. The oldest member of the class was a great-grandmother, the youngest a Year 11 student who didn't turn down the volume on her iPod when she introduced herself. She practically shouted, "I want to design like album covers!" And Bobby said, "For the deaf," just loud enough for me to hear. I was sharpening a pencil when my neighbour Maggie sighed in my direction. She said, "Can you believe this?" "Sorry, what?" She said, "I only took this class to meet men." Bobby reached his hand out to her and for the third time in less than an hour said, "Bobby Guest." Maggie said, "Yeah, age appropriate, man." But you could tell she was flattered. She turned back to me and said, "It's crazy, isn't it?" And I realised that she saw herself and me as one and the same, two lovelorn peas in a manless pod.